The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Oh my goodness. Each day as we awake and we move around, we find that they are sticking it to us and bleeding us in so many ways. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here for the second hour of tonight's National Intel Report. Our segment, of course, Protecting Your Wealth on this 24th day of August, 2017, 18, 22, 1996, hut, what's the difference? Nothing has changed in the 22 plus odd years that I've been on the air, other than to see things worsen in this nation and around the world, economically, spiritually, from the government standpoint, from the personal standpoint, everybody's on edge for one reason or another. We're all trying to find a way to survive in an insane world. We continue to have false news reports shoved down our throat, whether it be on political issues or religious issues, certainly economic issues. On Tuesday, when we were together, we spoke of at length about this question about the gold in Fort Knox. And just to give you a very brief review, and there's a reason I'm doing this, because there's a bit of an extension going on here. As we all know, that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, a former Goldman Sachs trader, visited Fort Knox and later tweeted that, "Glad the gold is safe." Oh, he was only the third Treasury Secretary to ever visit this fortified vault. The last visit was the year of my birth, 1948. The last congressional visit was in 1974. What did they do, go down there and have a party? Well, I saw a photograph today of Mnuchin standing in front of a desk with a little toy, little American flag sticking out one side, and the other one was a flag predominantly of the Fort Knox vault. I don't know what the heck it was. Maybe it was a state of Kentucky flag. And he's holding what appears to be a bar of gold, you know, with a big grin on his face. And yet there's no guarantee that it was a bar of gold, that it wasn't a piece of copper, or that it wasn't something that's been gold plated. This guy is just one more example of a con artist that is supposed to be representing us in government. I have seen more articles over the last couple of days from some unusual places, not your typical economic sites, not your typical websites that would even raise this question. Billions in gold at Fort Knox, missing? Well, this is from a guy named Mike Maloney. Did a very involved interview. If I was running this through my normal studio mixing board, I think I would play it for you. But we can cut to the chase with all of this. The piece that I found interesting, published today, very simple question. Where is the United States gold? Now, frankly, there's some of you out there that just aren't going to care. This is going to be, to some degree, a rehash of what we covered 2 days ago. But this is a more up-to-date piece, wherein the author talks about a concocted public relations scheme, an event which resembled the annual Puxtawani Phil groundhog viewing tradition. In this case, when the Treasury Secretary emerged from Fort Knox and proclaims, the gold is safe, but he provided no evidence whatsoever. But on cue, Jim Rickards followed up with a half-baked apology for the unwillingness of the U.S. government to force a bona fide audit of the public's gold being safe kept in the Fed's custody. Now, Bill Murphy, known as Bill Midas Murphy, has asked opinions on Rickards' whitewashing of the topic. Now, please let me say something. I personally have issues with a good number of these people that are out there hawking newsletters, because they make a ton of money hawking newsletters. Rickards is one of them. Bix Wire is another, or Weir. The author of this piece states that these are amongst the reasons I do not read Rickards. I don't know what his deal is anymore. He was a front for the Pentagon's goal to circulate the idea of the SDR replacing the dollar as the reserve currency. That's because they know the dollar is toast, but the dollar is still the largest percentage share of the SDR, so the U.S. would remain in control over the world's reserve currency if it were to be the SDR. Now, Rickards, and believe me, he's not the only one, but in Rickards' case, he's pimped himself out to Agora, which really devalued Agora, in my opinion. He's ripping off the public with his gold letter subscription. Total scam. The author says, I've had subscribers to my journal tell me that his subscription service is a farce. Rickards butchered the truth with that most recent article. It's true that a gold leasing transaction does not have to entail the actual transfer of physical gold from the lessor to the lessee. Often it does. Goldman recently did a lease-style transaction with Venezuela that transferred possession of Venezuela's gold to Goldman. And we all know what kind of trouble Venezuela's in right now, don't we? You see, the U.S. would have to audit the gold if the public forced the issue. Ron Paul, of course, tried numerous times to force that issue on behalf of the public, and the Fed spent millions of dollars in lobbying money to get Barney Frank to quash Ron Paul's efforts. The Fed hired one Linda Robertson, former lobbyist for Enron, to assist with the effort to snuff out any attempt to legislate and audit. By the way, Linda Robertson's involvement with Enron was interesting, because one has to understand Kenneth Lay, and which led to me for years on the air to say, have you ever been laid at Enron? Because if you recall, all the employees of Enron were putting their entire 401k, their entire retirement account, into Enron stock. And when Enron went belly up, they lost it all. They got nothing. The thing got shut down. They never got a dime, to the best of my knowledge. But I want you to think about Kenneth Lay. Kenneth Lay had a very, very interesting relationship with a guy named Dick Cheney. Cheney and Kenneth Lay concocted this real interesting scheme to start having these interesting little power brownouts and blackouts in California. It happened to be the year of my first granddaughter's birth, the year 2000. And they kept having more rolling brownouts, more rolling blackouts. And the then governor of California was forced to sign a long-term contract for power in California. It greatly inflated rates. And almost instantly, there was no need for brownouts or blackouts anymore. So Linda Robertson was a lobbyist for Enron. So obviously she's had government ties for a long time. So these are amongst the reasons the government had never ordered an audit of the public's gold. You don't spend millions of dollars to derail legislation just because you're worried it will elevate the importance of gold to the public. That's complete foolish babble, but coming from Rickards, it makes it sound legitimate. And that's Rickards' modus operandi. Offer up some half-baked justification to support his argument because he knows a majority of his audience will nod their head robotically in agreement rather than question the assertion. Does Rickards ever offer proof? Who are his military contacts? Are we supposed to accept the legitimacy of his assertions with blind faith? Especially considering that the tracks in the snow suggest the contrary have been visible for many years. Certainly well before Rickards' handlers thrust him under the spotlight of the gold investing truth-seeking community. What's interesting is a good number of years ago, I came across some videos on YouTube, some fairly lengthy pieces. One of them was split up into two or three parts, and they were from a documentary that had been done on, I don't know, the Discovery Channel or something like that on cable television, dealing with Fort Knox, fathers had worked at Fort Knox. I don't mean Fort Knox, the military base. I'm talking about Fort Knox, the Fort Knox, the vault, who talked about truckloads of gold leaving that place in the middle of night. Most of the people that work there are now long since deceased. It's kind of scary. A small portion of the public, led by a high-ranking, longtime congressman, had demanded numerous times in the past decade plus to see bona fide evidence that the gold owned by the Treasury, which means the citizens of the United States, was physically sitting in the various Fed vaults and is unencumbered by any form of counterparty claim. The fact that the government refuses to do this can only lead to one simple conclusion, and that's not Rickards' half-baked apology. It's a topic that was put to rest for a number of us more than a decade ago. Oh, some of the gold may physically be sitting in the various Fed vaults safeguarded by the military, but most of it's now sitting in the form of fine kilo bars in Chinese vaults or as highly prized gold jewelry draped around Indian wives. To counter Rickards' military sources reference, an email was received by our writer saying, back in February 2011, I ran into a Kentucky good old boy who worked at Fort Knox in rural Kentucky. Fort Knox was also an Army military depot as well as gold storage, which it is and was famous for. Several months before February of 11, the Army made a decision to transfer the Army military depot at Fort Knox to other military depots, and my Kentucky guy no longer had a job and had to transfer and relocate to keep a federal government job. So that's what he did. He relocated, and how I ran into him. And so I asked him, does Fort Knox have any gold there? Because I've heard there may no longer be any gold there. The guy says, well, that's been the rumor on the base for some time, but the only people that would know for sure are the people who had clearance to get into the vault. He didn't have anything else to add or say because he worked on the military depot part of the base. But this is 6 years ago, and our author believes him because it just came spontaneously out of his mouth, which sent shivers down my spine when he told me this. And this is how I feel about what he said. People cannot keep a secret, just human nature. A worker can tell his spouse, a spouse can talk to a friend, and before you know it, it's all around base. Spreads like a wildfire. This is rural Kentucky, so rumors and news like this will never get any national publicity legs, so it just stays local. Of course, when you get into the comments of the column, somebody says, well, who needs gold when you can buy Bitcoin? Huge funds and other so-called institutional investors are piling into Bitcoin. About time for the Federal Reserve to print dollars out of thin air and immediately convert them into wealth-multiplying Bitcoins. My friend, I am convinced that somehow the government and the Federal Reserve Bank and the banking concern itself, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, the Pirate Chase, every one of them, I think, is so deeply entrenched in this Bitcoin thing that one day you're going to wake up and find out you've been had. I hope I'm wrong. Gary says an audit of the Federal Reserve or the Federal Reserve would be a joke. Ron Paul, although a most excellent statesman, is naive concerning an audit of the Federal Reserve. Does anyone really think they would be honest and forthcoming? Let us face it. How many criminals would own up to their criminal activities? They would just furnish a second set of books that would appear totally legitimate. They are a criminal organization that should be tried with the RICO Act. Of course, that won't happen because the rule of law does not exist in this country, and tyranny is how they operate. As for the gold, the U.S. allegedly holds in reports. Does anyone actually believe what they report? It, again, would be incredibly naive to believe anything they spew forth. Gordon Gecko says, agreed 100% with you about Rickards. I only read him to find out about how the elite planning thinking so I can see and be prepared for any foolish criminal government schemes. And finally, from a guy who signs in his name Darkwing, that very possibly could be the same Darkwing that visits numerous websites, including some of mine, who states, I put Rickards in the same category as Bix. Both have made unsubstantiated claims that there will be a rescue of the system by internal agents in some way or another, and have purposefully downplayed the importance of tangible money as a representative of economic systems. Most egregious is the fact that they both have wrongly claimed that metals are at a disadvantage to digital currencies because it's slower to clear a transaction. You know, the transportation of metals, confirming delivery, etc., etc. Well, gee, I may not be an econ major, Darkwing goes on, but last time I checked, interest rates balance out the problems with slower payments now, don't they? Worldwide industry itself deals with delays of payment all the time for actual goods and services, yet overcomes this with agreements that incorporate the price of present goods relative to the future. And since eventually you must deliver actual goods for actual goods, you have to ask how, if at all, interest rates are being inputted within these imaginary metrics. The answer is that it's based on confidence alone, and these two clowns know it. That is pretty profound. So the question remains, and of course, if Ulrich Goldfinger would have had his way, and maybe he turned out he was a friend, Ulrich Goldfinger was trying to basically seal up the gold inside of Fort Knox. Of course, he had some other nefarious reasons because he was a massive gold holder of his own, and he was going to wind up selling it and make a killing on it, etc., etc., etc. But that was fiction, or was it? Think about that one for a while. As I say, there are more and more articles that are coming out about this issue that are beginning to question the legitimacy of it all. And I go crazy clicking on all these things and looking at them. And my God, the pomposity of this Steve Mnuchin character. It frustrates me that Trump would bring a man of his caliber into the inner circle at the White House, just because of what his background is or was and probably still will be. It's going to be kind of spooky. It's going to be spooky to watch. His wife is an actress, frankly, I'd never heard of, who's on some television program that a couple of years ago on CSI New York or something like that, she played a Marie Antoinette-type character. Well, she made a whole bunch of headlines when they took off and went to Fort Knox because she kept flashing all these horribly $30,000 expensive clothes she was wearing. And it ticked a lot of people off. Of course, the reality is, why did they go to Fort Knox anyway? The question has been raised that maybe they flew down to Fort Knox on a government plane so they could get a better look at the eclipse. Wow. Where does it all begin? Where does it end? Oh, we know where it all began. Stay with us. We're going to go take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to attempt to answer a question for you. Which is better to own, gold or silver? Stay with us.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Bit of confusion. I got some strange technical things going on today. I thought that I just posted a comment to the board op, but apparently it didn't get through. I sat there and typed it in the whole nine yards. I suppose there's a possibility my batteries are going mashugana. And are you hearing me, man? What's going on? Okay, cool. All right, great. There, that should do it. Quick. No, it still didn't come in. Oh, you did? No, that's weird. Okay, cool. All right, got it. I had my screen in the wrong place. Anyway, sorry about that. Actually, just because I'm curious, I got a phone call from a client of mine in Texas today. I've not heard from this guy in a while. Actually, he's an old friend. He's a friend who became a client, and we had some things we were working on together many years ago as related to Second Amendment-related issues, et cetera, and he called to kind of fill me in what's going on with this hurricane stuff in Texas. And before we get moving on with the next section, I know that the network is fairly far south as things go, but My prayers, my thoughts go out to all of you in the southern regions of Texas that are apparently about to get hit with some possible horrendous hurricanes. I'm told that Louisiana is going to get hit, which is sad, because the last time Louisiana got hit was Katrina, and afterwards they sent busloads and busloads and busloads of their rejects out here to the Phoenix area. And that's where I'm at. I don't do my broadcast. I don't live in the Red Rock, Round Rock, or the Austin area. I'm out in Arizona, as I have been for all the years I've been on the air. This kind of stuff is spooky. Sorry, folks. I don't want any more busloads of rejects coming out of that part of Louisiana. And there's some real good folks back there I've dealt with for a lot of years, and I've known. And I had an interesting talk with a gentleman from Wisconsin yesterday who called. Apparently he's been enjoying the programs that I've been doing. He's been aware of my work for many, many years. And he's looking for a place to be able to do some business with silver. And he's not a big buyer. He can just do a few small bits at a time. The dollar amount is not important. I was brought back in here to, through my firm, Kettlemarine, to represent the needs and the desires of the listenership of Republic Broadcasting Network, making gold and silver available to our listeners. And understand that when I left the firm, RBN, 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, we had a different situation. It was a different time. It was a different mindset. It was, for starters, the program was on how many hours earlier than we are now? 2-3 hours earlier than I think we are now. So you had somewhat of a different audience at that point in time. But that's what I do. Kettlemarine is representing RBN. I am the exclusive dealer, per se, to benefit the network. A portion of the sales, a price, of course, goes directly to RBN to assist in the network's endeavors. There's a number of reasons we chose to run this through my firm. And I'm basically answering some questions to some of you folks, because they're the same questions that were raised yesterday by the caller from Wisconsin. He and I had some interesting things, because I'm also from Wisconsin, and he wanted to make sure that Kettlemarine is spelled in the same way as the region in Wisconsin, which it is. Wisconsin basically was formed by a Kettlemarine, which is a glacial term, and you basically had huge sheets of glacial activity that created the state of Wisconsin. But we do several things. I have access to 6 suppliers of things in the precious metals need, whether it be gold, silver, platinum. I do some things with copper rounds. They're low end. We can get a lot of stuff for a relatively small amount of money. And it could be a way to do some small time barter and trade. By the way, copper is the world's oldest metallic monetary instrument. Stay with us. We'll be back, and we're going to get back to what we are planning on getting to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Man, I have not heard that in one hell of a long time. Robbie Knowles music. Good stuff. A quick thing, because I don't want to use up the rest of this program on this issue, but I shared some stuff with my morning audience today dealing with Social Security. And in a very quick crash overview of the first piece, that apparently in excess of $6 million in Social Security benefits have been stolen from bank accounts. Now, this happened because of a change in the Social Security Administration's policies just a couple of years ago. At one time, there was like $11 million in benefits deposited in the wrong bank accounts. A lot of it's because people got in there and played with the game, got access to the accounts, had it switched to other accounts. Some of it they were able to get restored back to SSA before the accounts got closed, etc. But in about $6.2 million has been hacked through the government's online direct deposit program. All right, that's part one of the story. The second story is, and we've been hearing this for years, that it isn't going to be long before Social Security is bankrupt. And it has to be. There's fewer people working today ensuring that money goes into the system to pay for people who stopped working several decades ago, sometimes three decades ago, etc. But the so-called Bipartisan Policy Center has issued a new white paper. Oh, that sounds racist. And they did this 2 days ago that details a crucial test of the ongoing immigration debate. These two people come in. They want to boost the solvency of the Social Security Trust Fund. The logic is simple. Immigrants tend to be of working age when they move to Estados Unidos. Furthermore, research indicates that foreign-born individuals are more likely to be employed than their native-born counterparts because native-born individuals tend to have more flexibility to enter retirement, enroll in school, enter disability, blah, 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 blah. So what they're wanting to do, because the report also indicates undocumented immigrants, in other words, illegal invaders, might help trust fund solvency as well. If most of them coming through here that are illegal, that if they go out and get legitimate jobs, number one, it's all with bogus paperwork, phony Social Security numbers that have been stolen or made up, whatever the case may happen to be. Most of them would rather stay under the radar by working by trimming palm trees, cutting grass, doing situations like that, getting paid in cash. So this is going to be their next deal. They're going to try to kill two birds with one stone. Let's make Social Security solvent, and let's make it easier for us to accept illegal invaders. Don't you love it? Politics as usual. Ain't it grand? The question I posed a while back, which is it better to own, gold or silver? Gold, of course, is known as the ultimate form of money, king of money, as it were. Silver is generally thought of gold's little brother, or the poor man's gold. But it's said that gold is the money of monarchs, silver the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves. Both gold, there is no more, honey. There was only two left, and your cousin got them. Now I'm on the radio, so I can't talk now. Both gold and silver have been used as money. I'm getting a hug from my 6-year-old princess. Hi. Both gold and silver have been used as money forever. Historically, of course, the price of gold has almost always been greater than that of silver, but that's because silver is 10 to 20 times more plentiful in nature. Well, does that mean we should only hold gold? I say no for the following reasons. First of all, you get more metal for your money holding silver. The price of silver has more room to appreciate, both because of its relative low price and because of the current relatively high gold to silver price ratio. And it's outrageous, absolutely outrageous. So therefore, should we hold only silver? I say no once again, because gold is highly recognizable and highly coveted in all societies. Most world governments and central banks hold gold, but virtually no silver. But that's because it just takes up a massive amount of space. Okay? We've talked about the last time Katrina came about, where my client was able to get out of Louisiana, out of New Orleans, with his family and the kids by sticking a few rolls of gold in his pocket. He was able to take his wealth with him. Don't try hauling 100-ounce bars. It ain't that simple. You're running from a storm. Who knows what's happening in those regions tonight? The people hold very, very few nations hold silver. There are a couple of exceptions, Russia, China, and India. They know that gold is the ultimate money. Should we hold only silver? Once again, just as you would diversify your paper portfolio among asset classes and large small cap stocks and, you know, penny stocks, dollar stocks, whatever, you should do the same thing, the same kind of diversity between gold and silver. Nobody knows which one's going to appreciate faster or further and be the superior investment going forward. So, yes, I always suggest holding both. However, historically speaking, and when I say this, I can talk about the last 30, 40, 50 years, silver will outperform gold. Remember, I've shared this with you before. There's an old adage. You buy gold to hold, you buy silver to sell. You want to hang on to a certain amount of silver because you can buy things, you can barter, you can trade, you can buy a tank full of gas for a few 1 ounce silver pieces. Don't try that with gold. How are you going to get change? That tends to be a problem. When gold went from $4.50 an ounce and ultimately hit the $50 figure again, you do the mathematics and determine what that percentage of a gain was. You took gold from 250, you went to 1900. Maybe they were fairly close. I haven't even sat there and done that math. But I know that silver has always provided a tremendous financial gain. Gold, historically, for 5,000-6,000 years, has had this tendency of allowing you to keep up with the cost of inflation. So one of the major attributes of silver, three of them, makes it special, valuable, unique. Oh, it's versatile. Silver has many and varied important uses where it is the best solution. It's either the best material to use for a given application or it's the least expensive of all the alternatives. In elasticity, more silver is not produced as price increases because most silver comes from other than silver mines. Less is not consumed as the price increases because there's no less expensive alternatives. But silver has the potential to do well price-wise in both an up and down economy. Being both an industrial metal as well as a money in and of itself, silver tends to have a market no matter the condition of the economy. Keep that in mind, because the question one now must ask oneself, what do you think for the future economy of this country? I'm not asking what you hope for. What does your gut tell you the future of it is? So how do gold and silver compare with one another? First, gold is hoarded. The above-ground stockpile is continuously expanding. Silver, however, is consumed. It is uneconomical to recycle in most uses. Remember, up until just a few years ago, so much silver was used in the production of film negatives. That entire process is gone now. Secondly, there's greater than 300 times the dollar value of gold in above-ground form as there is silver. Silver is by far the smaller market. And according to the U.S. Geological Survey, there are fewer years of production of silver left in the ground than any other metal or mineral, including gold. Silver is used in more applications than any other commodity aside from petroleum. About 30% of the silver comes from primary silver mines. 70% is a byproduct of other primary metal mines. Most gold is produced from primary gold mines. There's less gold mined than silver, but there's more gold and silver bullion in existence. Both gold and silver have been selling near or even below the cost of production for the past 15 years. And both gold and silver are up over fivefold since the beginning of this current bull market. So, given the fact that both of them are up five times where they started, then we still ain't doing bad. Unless you waited until gold hit $1,700 an ounce and silver hit $4,500. Announced to buy in, now you're an unhappy camper that was taken for a ride. No, you allowed yourself to be taken for a ride because you had to be convinced it was the place to go. And you weren't going to be convinced, and this is human nature, folks. You weren't going to be convinced until you'd seen it gone up four, five, and six times. Then you were willing to jump in, weren't you? Silver is used in industry and for investment. Gold is used almost entirely for investment. An investment in what? Are you buying gold to make money or to conserve and preserve that which you have? Silver is more expensive. It's more difficult to store or hide than gold because you get more for your money. Well, you get a lot more cubic inches. You spend $10,000 or $100,000 in gold and spend the same $100,000 in silver, you see how much more room it takes to store it. $100,000 in gold, you can move. I delivered some of that to a client last night. Okay, $100,000 in gold I delivered to a client last night. Okay? And much, much smaller than a shoebox. Much smaller than a shoebox. $100,000 in silver would have filled up one of his safes. Would have been a lot easier, more difficult to pick up and move, wouldn't it? Yeah. Silver's more expensive or difficult to store. It would be easier for silver to rise higher on a percentage basis than gold due to the law of large numbers, and it usually does. Only about 2% of the 160 tons of gold unearthed over the last, get this, 5,000 years and has been lost and is unrecoverable. That according to a group called the GFMS, Goldfields Mineral Service, and the World Gold Council. Most of the silver ever mined is unrecoverable and gone for good. Silver supply and demand are both inelastic, which means that supply cannot be ramped up quickly when its price rises. The National Inflation Association picks silver as its investment of the decade. Huh? You heard me. The National Inflation Association has picked silver as its investment of the decade. The silver-gold price ratio favors silver appreciation to return to historic norms. But both gold and silver tend to rise and fall in price together, but not necessarily in percentage terms. Their price movements are highly correlated, however. And in precious metals bull markets, and here's your kiss, silver always outperforms gold before it's over. It has a tendency to underperform gold as a rally in the metals get going, and yet tends to greatly outperform near the market tops. Now, that's something very important to keep in mind. One can diversify within silver and gold holdings. And silver is going to give you, in time, an ecstatic return, a profit, as it were. But don't be foolish. If we buy into silver at the current levels of $17 an ounce or wherever it happens to be, somewhere in that area, give or take a few pennies. Let's say you put $10,000 in. I don't care if it's $10,000 or $10 or $100,000. It doesn't make any difference. When it doubles in value, sell a part of it off. Oh, but if it keeps going up, I'm going to... No. Don't get stupid now. If it keeps going, you may lose some of that gain. But what happens if it turns and goes the other way? Then you will have lost all the gains you would have had. That's a foolish mistake to make. I try to counsel my IRA clients the same way. We need to be somewhat more careful in watching the IRA accounts. At what level did we buy product? What is our cost average per ounce? The last big run took us up to $50 an ounce in silver. But people weren't coming to me at $40 an ounce or $35 an ounce saying, Jeff, what do you think we should do? I just strongly urge that they sell a portion of it off. Put the money back in money market. Let it sit there. And then all of a sudden it went from 50 and dropped back down to 30 and down in the 20s and then the teens, where it's pretty much remained now for a number of years. They could have bought back in at these lower figures and watched this rise happen all over again. Look, when the economy is good, silver tends to outperform. When the economy is bad, gold will tend to outperform. But I buy gold to hold. I don't care. But all of this occurs because silver is, as we've mentioned, also an industrial metal, besides being a monetary metal, and as such is in great demand when the economy is rolling, but less in demand when the economy is in recession. Conversely, gold tends to be forgotten when times are good, remembered when times are bad. And even though gold fell substantially during the financial meltdown of 08, it fell less than did the stock indexes, silver or oil. But But once again, I believe silver will outperform gold dramatically before this market has run its course. Silver rose more than 38 times in the 70s. It went from a fixed price of $1.29 up to $50. Silver bottomed just above $4 an ounce in 2001 and went up 38 times four. Yeah, not a bad target. Interestingly, the gold-silver ratio bottoms at about 16 to 1 in 1980. In other words, you could have exchanged 1 ounce of gold for 16 ounces of silver near the end of that market. Today, the ratio is almost five times higher. It's 76 to 1. Could gold get to $6,375 an ounce and the ratio return to 16 to 1? Because at the top, that means silver could reach almost $400 an ounce, a 100-fold increase from its pre-bull low. Now, understand, I'm throwing darts here. We're just playing with some numbers. The markets do tend to surprise. They do their own thing in due course. So we don't want to sit around waiting for it to happen too often, too long. That is what we make available to you. We very carefully look and watch. What are the markets doing? What could they do in the future? How could it benefit you? What is going to hurt you if you don't do something? If you've got the financial wherewithal, you've got something to protect, I can only invite you to contact us. I have a phone number that is exclusive strictly for the use of RBN listeners. And I was counseled yesterday by my caller from Wisconsin that, Jeff, you need to get a recognition. You need to get a voicemail or an answering machine working on that number. I got to tell you, it's been 20 some odd hours since he and I got off the phone, and I've not had the time yet, but we're going to get it done, and I'm going to get it done tonight. Call me at 602-909-8691. That's 602-909-8691. Now, you can also send me a text at that phone number if you've got a phone that you can do texting on. And let me know who you are and what you got in mind and ask me to give you a call, and I will call you back. So even if you call me on the number, although right now I'm getting a lot of crank calls on that number, which is interesting because that number's really not been advertised anywhere but here. So don't call me and try to sell me a vacuum cleaner or a bowling ball because I'm not buying. Oh, but no, I'm calling to set you up with solar. It'll get you in for nothing. Yeah, okay, fine. 602-909-8691. Jeff Bennett for RBN, that's what we're going to do. But one more final note before we have to go, and I guess we've got a few minutes. There's a column out there that's been posted for a few days. $1,250 gold and $17 silver is a bargain compared to what we will see in the next few years. One has got to keep this kind of thing in mind. But you've got to keep you've got to get greed out of the way. You don't buy gold and silver with the intention of making money. We tend to look at things in the banker's way of looking at things as a numbers game. Remember, once again, you buy gold to hold, silver to sell. Most important reason for holding physical gold and silver is not the potential capital appreciation, but is a hedge against a bankrupt financial system. And so once again, I come back and ask you, where is the system going? What direction? Does Donald Trump have the ability to walk on water? Is he going to deliver us? Is he going to save the nation? Not with the battles that have been set out against him and against this nation. At some point in time, we the people have got to stand up, and we've got to say we must take America back, and we're going to have to do it. We are going to have to act. We can't look to our next door neighbor and expect him to do our job for us. You cannot look at Michael Rivera, John Stadtmiller, me, or anybody else at this network or anywhere else to save your butt for you. You got to get off your hind end, and you got to do this for yourself, for your family. You buy it. You shut up about it. You don't brag your neighbor. Ah, just bought me some more gold, got some silver. I'm going to be fine when this is over. No, you shut up about it. You don't take it down to your local bank and stick it in the safe deposit box. If you bury it out in your property, make sure one trusted member of your family knows exactly where it's at. Unfortunately, John and I have both known some people that did that, and all of a sudden the husband decided to start messing around with little Annie Fanny. The wife found out about it. They got divorced, and when she went looking, found out that her ex-husband and little Annie Fanny had dug it all out of the backyard and took off with it. She got holding the bag. You got to be careful. You don't brag to outside family members. You don't tell your brother or your cousin about it. Believe me, greed wills out. You do this privately. You do it securely. You do it quietly. That's what I do. That is what I've done for over 30 years professionally, and that is what I've done for over a half a century for myself. Once again, I began buying silver at the age of 10, gold when I was 12. It was not easy buying gold in 1960. Keep that in mind. You had to know somebody who knew somebody. In my case, it was my grandfather who went to coin auctions and things of that nature, coin shows. And before anybody would even mention that they had some gold for sale, you had to very carefully know how to dance around the maypole to let them know you were in the market. And it was legal as a collectible. Now, having said that, next time we're together, which will be next Tuesday, I want to give you some life lessons about this industry. We're going to talk about, and this has been requested of me, we're going to talk about the various different forms of gold and silver and copper and platinum and stuff like that we can buy. We're going to talk about bullion pieces. We're going to talk about the different nations that make them available to us. We're going to talk about some private mintage that's out there that is available to us, sometimes at exceedingly favorable costs. Other times it's not. Sometimes your cost is going to depend on how much you're wanting to convert from questionably valued fiat toilet paper money into something that 6,000 years has proven to always have value, maintains a purchasing power throughout your entire life. We're going to talk about those things. We're also going to talk about this numismatic business. Okay? You know, them MS-61 and 62, them St. Gaudens and Liberty Gold coins and them old engine heads. Yeah, we're going to talk about some of that stuff. I want you to be able to make some decisions. If you choose not to do it with us, and understand, whenever you do business with us, you're going to benefit RBN. And I tell you what, there's nothing more I would like to be able to provide every one of our listeners with whatever their needs are in the way of precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, etc., and not have John ever have to go on the air again saying, I need your financial help. I'd like to never have to hear that again. But it takes your support. But as long as you're going to support us, let's get something back out of it besides just your being able to tune in and listen. This is Activation. Thanks so much for your time this evening. Stick around. There's a lot more coming up with RBN all night long and again tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. I'll see you on Tuesday. Don't forget, you can call me at 602-909-8691. If you do it right now, you're not even going to get a voicemail, and I've got a client I need to call. I'll take care of some business with him. Keep note of that. Give us a call. Take care of yourselves. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.